Hello, welcome back. We're going to discuss market equilibrium in this video. First, we're going to talk about a situation where quantity supplied and quantity demanded are not equal, and how this will affect the price, right? And what will we learn about each of these scenarios, and what they do, or how the firm will react as far as altering their supply and demand. And we'll talk about how the market will shift and bring itself into equilibrium through the invisible hand of the market. But naturally, it's the suppliers, right, and it's the consumers, or those that are demanding the product, that will bring the price into equilibrium. But we'll cover a few scenarios showing you different situations and how prices are affected, supply and demand are affected, right? So until prices come into equilibrium and the market supply and demand are satisfied. So here, let's talk about, all right, this is the Apple market this time, right? We'll just use the Apple market, right? Seems like it'll be better. So we're going to look at supply and demand here. So let's draw our supply and demand curves. First, here is our demand curve, okay? And here is our supply curve. Okay. Now, let's look at supply and demand in this scenario. So, we'll look at prices. The price at $1. Okay. First, let's look over here. I need to put this. Price per pound. Okay. 5. Okay, and then we're going to look at quantity supplied in the thousands. Okay. So at the $1 price point per pound, in this market, the quantity supplied, so remember that at the $1 price point, most manufacturers, producers, suppliers are not going to want to sell a lot of their product at $1. Right, that's a very low price point considering other market prices, right? So our quantity supplied will be at 1,000 or 1,000 thousands or a million, right? So this is quantity supplied in the thousands, right? So this will be a million, right? So at a million, okay, this is the supply at $1. Quantity demanded, okay, is 4,000 or 4 million, okay, right? Millions. Now, why is demand greater than supply here, right? So, supply and demand in this scenario. Right? Demand is greater in this scenario. So let's plot these, right? So the quantity supplied, okay, here at $1, okay, quantity, notice this is our supply, quantity demanded is 4 million at $1. Bring this curve down a little. Okay. Okay, now, we have a shortage in supply. We have a shortage in supply because we want demand and supply to be equal so that we can find the equilibrium price, right? Obviously, at the $1 price point, supply and demand are not equal, right? Because we have the amount supplied at 1 million and we have the amount demanded at 4 million. So obviously the market for apples here is not in equilibrium, right? And there's a shortage, right? So you see this gap here, represents a shortage, okay? We're going to represent a shortage there, right? Of 3 million, right? So a shortage of 3,000 thousands or 3 million. So we have a shortage in supply of 3 million. So what's going to happen next, right? So what do you think any rational firm would do, right? If we are only supplying a million apples, right? Or a million pounds of apples at $1, but the demand, right, is way out here, right? So at $1, the demand is way greater than the supply, right? So what is a company naturally going to do? They're going to want to shift their prices up, right? So as they shift their prices up, right? So let's say at $2 now, okay? At $2, we can supply 2 million, right? And the demand will shift up as well to 3.5 million. So now the shortage is going to shrink to 1.5 million. Is the shortage now. See, the shortage got less as the firm charged more for apples. So it charges $2, the price goes up. Well, so now demand is less because now consumers have to pay more money for the product, right? So now, naturally, people that were going to buy apples at $1, they don't want to buy apples at $2. So at $2 price point, they'll walk away from the market and they'll go spend their $2 on something else that provides more utility or more benefit, right? So here at $2, you can see that we are still at a shortage, okay? So now what do you think the next most logical thing that a company would do, right? They will raise their prices again, right? So now, let's say we raise, now they overshoot the market, right? And they say, oh, well, we got $2 out of the apples. What if we charge $4? What's going to happen, right? So let's see. They charge $4. What happens to supply? They want to supply more. They want to supply more, right? So they're supplying at $4. They're going to supply 4 million, right? So over here, we'll write supply 4 million, okay? Now, at $4, what happens to the demand? The demand goes down here at this point. At this price point now, demand is only about 1.5 at the $4 price point, right? At the $4 price point, demand is 1.5 million. Okay, so we still now, we had a shortage, now we have a huge surplus, right? We have a huge surplus at the $4. Okay, so if we're oversupplying now we're 1.5 million units oversupplied. We've saturated the market, right? We've overstocked the market. We're charging too much. And at $4, consumers don't want to spend $4 per pound on apples when they could have spent $2 per pound 6 months ago, right? So now even more consumers are going to walk away from the market, right? So we really want to avoid the shortage, right? And we want to avoid the oversupply, right? We don't want to be oversupplied, right? We don't want to have a shortage right, in supply because demand is too great because our price point's too low. So this is what I'm talking about when I mean that the market shifts into equilibrium, right? So as this scenario draws out, the market itself, the suppliers and the consumers, or the ones demanding the product, are going to naturally balance itself out because you don't want to have a shortage and you don't want to be oversupplied. So naturally, the price is going to shift until both supply side and demand side are equal, right? Until they're both satisfied with the amount consumed and the amount produced. When the amount consumed equals the amount produced, then you have a market in equilibrium. So naturally at these price points, right? So let's say we shift the price down to $3, right? So we shift the price down to $3. We are still oversupplied, right? Because at the $3 price point, we've got a 2.5 demand, right? At the $3 price point. So our demand is 2.5 million, right? And our supply is 3.75 million. We are still oversupplied now. At this price point, we are oversupplied, okay, by 1.25 million units. Right, we're still oversupplied, so what does the firm do next? Okay, we have all of these apples on the market that's oversupplied by 1.25 million, and now they're spoiling, and we're losing money, even though we're charging more, right? We're losing that revenue because now we're having all of these apples that are on the market, and they're going spoiled, right? So now we can't sell them, right? So now what's next? We've raised prices, right? We've come out initially, we were very low, right? We sold a lot, but we didn't produce enough, right? We maxed out our sales and everything that we produced, but it didn't meet the demand, so we raised our price even higher, right? So as we raised our price even higher, then it shifted to an oversupplied position, and now we have waste and an absorption or decay of revenue, right? So the revenue then is not maximized, right? So therefore, your profit's not maximized because we're oversupplied and we can't move those units, right? So naturally, what happens next? The market will finally shift into equilibrium. It can visit every one of these price points. It can visit every one of those price points until we finally see supply equal demand, okay? We want to see supply or quantity demanded. We want to see quantity demanded, right? We want to see quantity demanded equal quantity supplied. Okay? This needs to equal. And when this equals, we have a state in the market, again, equilibrium, right? We want the market to be in equilibrium. The market will naturally shift itself into equilibrium as we are in a free market environment that producers can produce what they want under government rules and consumers can consume what they want under government rules. And in a free market, prices will naturally shift until they become imbalanced into equilibrium. And at this point in this graph, our equilibrium price is approximately $2.50, right? $2.50, and our quantity supplied be about 3.1 million units. So at 3.1 million units, at $2.50 per pound, our market has finally found equilibrium. So, because the graphs for demand supply curves both have price on the vertical axis and quantity on the horizontal axis, the demand curve and supply curve for a particular good or service can appear on the same graph. Together, demand and supply determine the market price and the quantity that will be bought and sold in the market. The equilibrium price is the only price where the plans of consumers and the plans of producers agree. That is, where the amount consumers want to buy the product, quantity demanded, is equal to the amount producers want to sell, quantity supplied, in other words. This common quantity is called the equilibrium quantity. At any other price, the quantity demanded does not equal the quantity supplied, so the market is not at the equilibrium price. The word equilibrium means balance. If a market is at its equilibrium price and quantity, then it has no reason to move away from that point. However, if a market is not at equilibrium, then economic pressures arise to move the market toward the equilibrium price and the equilibrium quantity, as we have shown in this example.